Blog Talk Radio. I guess the silence is what gets you. So I guess until it gets warmed up, I don't know why it does that, but we can start a chat, you know, like when you get ready for the bus to come, you light a cigarette. When you get ready for this thing to start actually producing, you have to start producing yourself with a lot of content. And my content for this afternoon is I'm dealing with a very large amount of misinformation, and it's not about any of the shows or anything that's coming up, but it's about some events that were supposed to transpire between me and a couple of my winners to the different events. I haven't received any of my photographs. I know you all can't see them on the radio and stuff, but it motivates me when I see smiling, happy faces. So these people must not have been too happy to have won all of those tickets. So I'm kind of upset at the non-participation in the winner's life. It was them that messed up.
Charlie Murphy, one hilarious man of comedy with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before. With
New York to our apartment that we had there, which I never got to see, by the way, but... And then she joined him there. Marjorie joined him there. Never an apology. Steve never said that he was sorry. He has our housekeeper pack his belongings up and forward those belongings to New York. And after that, that was it. When we went, when it was time to go before the judge, Steve did not show up. I was standing there alone with his attorney, the lead clear attorney that was representing us. He did not show. And the judge said, okay, you're divorced. That was that. The not having closure part was really devastating. But on top of that, he took my Winton. Took my Winton from me. He turned my son against me. Had me evicted from our house. Thrown out. All the businesses, all the money, the cars, at a moment when I was down. I was down and devastated. He maneuvered everything. He manipulated the courts, everything against me. He went to court and under oath said that on his own he had built this whole thing by himself. And I just sat at the table and cried. I cried through the whole thing, and I fell apart. I was crying. I couldn't focus. I couldn't answer any of the questions that they were asking me. And I woke up, everything was gone. It was just gone. And as much as I tried to put it behind me, it's hard to put something behind you that keeps popping up in your life. When I saw the Essence magazine for January 11th, to keep seeing my name referenced when talking about his life, that part of it I don't understand. I really don't. For as much as I try to put all this behind me, as I sit and talk and speak right now, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against me in Texas because, in Steve's opinion, I was responsible. I was responsible when Oprah did not give him a TV show. I'm being sued for that as I sit here on this sofa today. So as much as I'm trying to move forward, I keep getting pulled back into a situation that I don't want to be a part of. So that is why this is, that I have to deal with this right now. That is why I'm saying what I have to say. In lieu of the lawsuit against me, he and his lawyer prepared a letter of apology. He was wanting me to sign off on this huge...
Not laughing tonight as his ex-wife drags him, kicking and screaming into the spotlight. You know what they say, hell has no fury like a woman's scorn. Well, Steve's learning that the hard way tonight. Steve's ex-wife, Mary Harvey, is angry, and she's going public. Mary posted three tell-all videos on YouTube ripping Steve apart. She is accusing him of everything from cheating on her and leaving her broke to turning their son against her tonight. Those videos have gone viral, something like 500,000 hits. Mary claims, I woke up and everything was gone. Let's check out one of those videos.
The not having closure part was really devastating. But on top of that, he took my Winton. Took my Winton from me. He turned my son against me. Had me being evicted from our house, thrown out.
And Winkin is the son that they have together. Steve says, none of it's true. So what ignited this online tirade? As Steve points out, the couple's been divorced for years now. So let's listen to this from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. One counterpoint.
I've seen this many times before. Many
How
times.
How do you deal with it, though?
I mean, you know, Steve, I know the truth.
Not in your
I know the truth. But the matter is, the part that's hurtful in here is my wife and children have to be drugged into this. You know, if you're going to be vindictive, then go ahead and just aim it at me. But my son is coming in the room crying.
Uh-huh.
And that's also personal.
Uh-huh.
So why you would do this? And I don't even understand the purpose of it. I mean, I got you mad, but you 12 years ago, that's what we're doing now?
Well, tonight, Mary Harvey joins us right here on Issues to talk about this point counterpoint, this very public battle. Mary, thank you so much for joining us. I guess the big question we all have, as we look at this whole thing, is why now? What prompted you after all these years to post these videos so publicly on YouTube?
For so many years, I have just really dealt with so much bullying from Steve, from his team, from his camp. I just really personally cannot live my life under the umbrella of fear. I have been in fear for so long because I've been bullied in the court of Texas. And I just choose not to be bullied anymore. I just choose not to be bullied because it's too emotionally devastating for me. It's like walking around in my life and I'm not alive in my life. Steve mentioned a little while ago that our son was crying, and I'm pretty sure Winton is crying. But Winton has been crying since 2005 when all of this happened, and I find it interesting that he would choose this morning to talk about Winton's emotional stability. As far as the children, Steve and Marjorie should have thought about our children when they decided to take on this selfish act that they decided to follow, you know. I'm sorry, I'm terribly stressed right now.
Well, take your time, take a deep breath. We want to explain to our viewers that Marjorie, we understand, is Steve's current wife. Now, by the way, I have to say this, Mary, so we want to be fair here. I don't know anybody involved. So Steve Harvey, his attorneys, Marjorie, your son, anybody is invited on this show at any time to tell their side of the story. We just want to be fair. I guess the bottom line is that you divorced in 2005, which is almost 6 years ago now. 6 years
mm-hmm.
change. And Steve Harvey says that actually he split up before that, and he's wondering why bring this up now. When did you post the YouTube videos? Because what he's saying is, it's kind of water under the bridge. What does that have to do? What do, let's say, marital infidelity, those many years ago, have to do with anything happening in your life today?
Well, what's not water under the bridge is that I don't have access to my son. Which legally and morally, he does not have the right to judge. What is not under the bridge for me is that Steve totally took everything out of my life. He took my son. He kicked him out of my home. He took my wealth. And for me to move on with my life without my son, to have access to my son, that's not water under the bridge for me.
Yeah, he got custody. Why did he get custody of the son?
He got custody because he bullied me in court. He told the court that I was nobody. No one was going to listen to me. He said that I was not capable of raising Winton, not capable of providing a home environment for him.
Okay, am I the man makeover of the week? Are you serious?
Yeah.
This, I love my man, but what you mean but? I'm going to tell you right now, this I'm not. This is Steve Harvey's show. I'm sitting over here. I
kind of felt like you were going to probably take that position.
But baby,
it's okay. I've got a friend that deals with little situations like this, and I thought I'd ask them to come out and help me. So could you all help me welcome Dr. Phil?
I think y'all like the show tonight.
Okay, you just say you was whipping niggas that broke in my house? So, nigga,
couldn't talk about it. You know, I was in there, but I wasn't there thinking that, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, who was in there thinking then?
I can't do that. I can't. There ain't time to get in the middle of that.
No, nigga, you can't do that. You just called my goddamn phone. Oh, you can tell me who was in here. You was one of the people who I wasn't with you.
That ain't even the reason why I called, man.
I don't give a damn what the reason you called me. Nigga, you called me. What the fuck about my... Nigga, who was with you? Who was with you?
Matter of fact,
what street you stay on?
Listen, let me say this to you, man. That's the reason why I called. And when we was in there, and then they started screaming and hollering at each other, then saying we got to hurry up and get out. You know, like I say, I was in there trying to talk them out of there.
Nigga, I don't give a shit if you try to talk them into it. You broke into my... Motherfucker broke into my mind. You, nigga, goddamn, my bad sister called me.
Okay, but listen, man, listen to me, man.
The fuck I'm listening to you for, nigga?
While I was in there, man, and you know, we was getting out of there in a hurry, I actually left. My pills fell out my pocket, my bottle of pills, man, my melon. And I don't got no more refills on it, man. And I need my milk. That's why I'm calling you to see if you don't mind me coming back over there to get my food.
Nigga, don't give a fuck about your medicine. Look, this motherfucker. Nigga, who gives a shit about... I tell you what. I tell you, nigga.
Dog,
ask me about some goddamn medicine.
Dog, I was just caught up in a bad situation, man.
Nigga, I swear to God, if I see you over here, I swear to God, I'm going to beat your ass.
No,
I'm beat your ass, nigga. You better be glad my motherfucking son wasn't in my goddamn house.
Man, listen, man. I'm not trying to get this and have no problem with nobody. I just need my medicine, man.
Fuck your medicine, nigga. You got problems with me.
Oh, I don't have no more refills on that medicine. I need my medicine. I'll get sick.
Nigga, I tell you what. Come get your motherfucking medicine. You know exactly what I'm saying. I'm going to have a goddamn front door. You ain't got to break in this time. Come get your goddamn medicine. I swear to God, bitch, you're going to need more than just that goddamn medicine. I'll put some on your ass.
I swear to God, I'm going to look, man. I'm the one that was in there trying to talk a lot of.
Nigga, you was with the motherfucker. That's the point. Bring them niggas too. Tell them niggas to help you come and get your goddamn medicine.
All I want to do is get my medicine and be through with this. That's all I'm trying to say to you. I ain't trying to start no trouble with you.
Nigga, start no goddamn trouble. Bitch, you walk into my goddamn house. You know what? I tell you what. Nigga, this motherfucker here. I tell you what. Come get the medicine. Come get the medicine right now. I'm at home. What street you stay on, nigga? I'll bring it to you.
Wait a minute, I'm not gonna go back and forth arguing with you, man. I'm gonna come over there and get my medicine, and then you're gonna be through with each other.
Nigga, you ain't got to go back and forth, motherfucker. I tell you what, come on over here, get your goddamn medicine right now. This evening, you're gonna need some more motherfucking medicine. I'm gonna come back in my goddamn house, nigga. Nigga, you broke into my shit. Nigga, I take care of my wife and my kids in this house.
I'm gonna understand that. And I'm gonna not be back in your house after I get my medicine.
Nigga, who the fuck is you hollering at? No, I tell you, you ain't gonna be back in my house after you get this goddamn medicine. Nigga, you gonna have a permanent new residence, nigga. I swear to God, you gonna be living in the cemetery.
Listen, I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get over there. You just need to
say that shit on the way over here.
Right now.
Bring your ass. Boy, y'all wrong for that. nephew Tommy.
You got one more of that.
Unprofessional. I didn't even go
mode. If she coming back to me,
wait, I don't want to lose the customer. Not like my
girl. No, you ain't going to lose the customer. I'm coming here tomorrow. Make me an appointment. You can set my house tomorrow. See how you like that.
Like, sir, that's not possible. Okay, I definitely don't.
Well, again, I've never heard you before, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. My daughter isn't dating anybody right now. My daughter's in grad school.
I understand that, and, you know, we... You know, it's been, you know, we've been, you know, a little back and forth or whatever, but, you know, the main thing is me and Crystal really, you know, we really do love each other, Mr. Richards, and I want to,
And if you love my daughter, she would have told me that she was in love with someone.
Well, you know what, and maybe it's a situation where Crystal is like maybe a little uneasy about talking to you about it, you know what I'm saying?
My daughter can talk to me about anything. We talk every day.
Right. Just like you. I talk to my daughter every day.
A daughter? How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 15.
Hold on a minute, man. You said your daughter was 15.
Right.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46? You're 46 years old and you want to marry my 25-year-old daughter?
Hey, Mr. Richard, let me say this right here. Love ain't got no limit, man. I understand, I was a little shocked at first about the age difference between us, but you get, you know what, man?
I'm shocked at me.
Okay, and I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain to you, man, is that it's come a time, man, when you just don't know what's going to happen, man. Love is love, man.
And you can lock up on parole at the university on work release and met my daughter.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this, man. Crystal is just a beautiful person, man.
Hold on, man. You calling me at the blue and all this. Look, man, I gotta work. I got a lot of work on my damn desk. And you calling me telling me a former jailbird wants to marry my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, and you damn near 50, you damn near my age, you wanna marry my daughter? Man, I'm not trying to talk to you about this. What I need to do is I need to talk to Crystal and get to the bottom of this. That's what the hell I need to do.
Hey, I understand that, Mr. Richard, that you was probably going to want to talk to her, and I ain't got no problem with it. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, man, love ain't got no limit, man. It's just something that happens. Crystal love me, I love her, and it is what it is. I just want to try to get your blessings on
you. You can't get my
Crystal.
You love your man.
From the Steve Harvey home.
Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I don't know how it is at your church, but our bulletin announcements are extremely long. Like, they announce that Billy has a cold, we should all pray for him, or Miss Mary has to go to visit the old folks home, they couldn't make it to church on time. And it's just extremely long. The announcements are longer than the sermon, Steve. So how can I address that with my pastor without him getting offended?
So you all are combining prayer requests with church announcements and the sick and shut in list. Y'all got to separate them. You know, church announcements is just on Sunday. Prayer requests is at prayer service. Then the sick and shut in list, that's just some other time. They ain't there. They don't know anyway. They sick and shut in.
Yeah.
That's the missionary job. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Now, I got somebody here who has some strong opinions about church announcements and church bulletins. Please welcome radio and TV personality and one of my greatest friends of all time, Ricky Smiley. Yeah. Ricky, what do you think it is right here?
Yeah, church announcements is really, really important. And, you know, Sister Odell, I'm sure y'all heard of Sister Odell.
That's an old lady that I do just on my radio show. She is actually a woman from my mama's church that I grew up in, that I memorized, and I took her voice.
Right. And then you have Bernice Jenkins, same story, you know, different church. So what we probably, you want me to do some church announcements?
Okay, no.
Okay. So you want me to do old Dale?
Yeah. These are a series of church announcements from
Bernice Jenkins and Bernice
Odell.
Sister Odell.
Yeah.
You ready?
Praise the Lord, everyone. Happy to be here. My Lord, he's the one that is in my soul.
If anyone knows somebody who is high right now, please contact Brother Willie Bradshaw. He thought he had hit the $600 million lottery on Friday and went into his job and cussed everybody out and quit. Then he looked at his ticket with his glasses on and saw that he had only matched one number. But it was too late, and they didn't want to hear it. Go ahead, Bernie. Your turn.
On the second service, everybody needs to pray hard for 85-year-old Deacon Larry Fields. You know him.
Larry.
Yeah, you know, he's still in the hospital after an accident at home last month. He was trying to brush his teeth, but didn't have his glasses and grabbed a tube of Preparation H by mistake.
Larry, you
sure
got
so much in his mouth that his lips and tongue have tightened up, so he's been living off Capri Suns and juice boxes for the last 28 days.
Okay. Please pray for the family of 86-year-old Mother Flora Ann Matthews, who passed on Wednesday.
Lord, get us, Lord. Nobody called me and told me nothing.
She gone.
She gone.
She had been sick for a long time.
Lord.
Battling sickle cell, lupus, hypertension, spinal vein, back fat cancer. But then none of that killed her. She died when she went out to check the mailbox and got ran over by a blind man who stole a motorcycle and was running from the police.
Hey, folks, welcome. Thanks for checking out my YouTube channel. Don't forget to click here to subscribe to my channel. That way you won't miss a single hot new video. Really good stuff. And then I want you to click here to see more clips from the show right now.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I don't know how it is at church.
And first and foremost, big shout out to our people in Dallas. How y'all doing?
Hey, guys.
Well, let's get this thing started, man. Somebody celebrated a very big birthday. I think a little bit of a congratulations are in order. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
my God. She turned to be 4-6 over the course of the weekend. And listen, damn, yo. Let me tell you about her party, man. She partied at One Oak in Southampton, and she showed up with Casper, and the guests included French Montana and Natasha Bedingfield.
Very odd, but Natasha Bedingfield does have a very nice butt for a white girl.
Yes.
That might be the common denominator.
So what's up with all the celebrities that didn't show up?
Absolutely. Gary, you didn't get an invitation? Look, my thing is because I was going to go there. Look at that outfit she had on. That was very tacky.
That was beautiful.
I was like, boy, this thing wearing something like that. She got children.
So Gary does have a point. Just because you can wear something doesn't mean you should.
Exactly, Kevin. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's sexy as all get out.
Yeah.
But she is a mother.
That's why she's wearing that, so y'all can see the twins.
And some people say, like, you know, your outfit should leave things to the imagination.
Exactly.
Well, I have no imagination. I need to see what's going on.
Well, speaking of hot moms, sort of, I Am Kate premiered last night. You know, this is the first part of an 8-part docuseries chronicling Caitlyn's transition from Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner. And last night, Caitlyn got to re-meet some of her family members. And Kylie met Caitlyn for the first time on FaceTime before heading over to the house to actually meet Caitlyn in person. And Esther, Caitlyn's mom, kind of stole the show because we watched her try and process everything. Check this out.
Are you getting ready?
I'm having a little fun.
Oh, yay.
I have a little princess for you.
Oh, yeah.
I knew she had this. It's me when I was 17.
Yeah, with the parents' consent, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure that mama wouldn't mind. Yeah, that's another.
Well, anyway,
both of them. Yeah.
And then Kim and Kanye showed up. Kanye made a rare appearance on E! And Kanye, of course, had to take the floor for a moment and offer his insight.
Yeah, because things that have happened in our, you know, existence as human beings are so controlled by perception. Because you couldn't have been up against more. Like, your daughter was super viral. You're a celebrity. Every type of thing. And it was still like, everybody, this is who I am.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kathy, please.
This is her.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kirby. I'm actually the owner at the daycare, Ryan's daycare, when your son comes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you're familiar with my wife, Anita.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good.
How's little Devon? How's he doing?
He's good. He's laying down taking a nap.
Okay. You guys have been coming here, I guess, about a year now, right?
Yeah, since we were.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to give you a call. I'm looking at some information. How is Devon doing at home? Is he eating properly at home?
When you say eating, what do you mean?
I mean, is he getting meals every time he's supposed to get them while he's at home?
Yeah. He's doing pretty good.
Okay, now there's no situation where you guys may be at a shortage of food or anything like that, are you?
Shortage of food? No, sir. My husband works real good. We don't have a problem with a shortage of food. Is there a problem with him?
Well, you know, we're looking at the records and one of ours is two.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the comparison of 2 year olds, the majority of 2 year olds, in comparison to, I guess I just said size, in comparison to the bottom size?
You mean like in body weight, body size? I mean, he's a little tall. You know, he wasn't a small child when he was born. He was 10 pounds, but, you know, he's on the scale of right where he should be. He's just a little, you know, taller because his daddy's tall. But he's doing.
Okay, so you don't think he's anywhere in the ballpark of obesity.
At two, you mean fat?
I mean, I didn't want to be blunt, but Miss Kathy, I mean your son.
Let me just say, on a Sunday, I'm relaxing, and we talking about, you think my son is a little overweight or what? What's the problem?
I think he's fat. You know, and the problem I'm having here is I'm noticing the records of everything that's
going on. Wait. We need to back up to you think he's fat. I've never spoken to you. Mr. Kirby, is that what you said?
My name is Kirby.
Okay, so every morning I drop him off for a year, and I give my daycare money. Ms. Benita has never said anything about his eating habits. So you're telling me that you think my son is fat? You deal with him on a daily basis?
I don't deal with him on a daily basis. What I'm looking at is records that are showing me that he's eating way more than the rest of anybody at the daycare. And not only that, he's drinking probably a gallon of milk a day.
Y'all only get snacks 2 times a day, and he's there only for breakfast and lunch. And how in the hell is he drinking a gallon of milk? And if he is drinking a gallon of milk,
I'm blown away by this now, but all I know is this.
No, I'm blown away by this because you called me on the Sunday calling my damn child fat. That's the problem. And your wife has never said a damn thing. Never has she said one thing to me in a year when she collected my damn daycare money. She ain't said my son is eating y'all at a house and home.
Okay, well, you know, my wife's a different person, and she tries to be cordial with everyone.
She's the one who deals with me, Mr. Kirby. I've never met you. Never met you. It's just a Sunday.
The reason why I'm calling you on a Sunday, ma'am, is that I know tomorrow you're going to be trying to drop your son off.
I am going to drop him off.
That's kind of the reason why I'm calling you. Now, here's what we need. This is my alternative here. Either you can keep him at home.
No, I'm not keeping him at home. My husband works and I work. I'm dropping my damn son off at 6:30 like I do every morning.
Okay,
because you ain't the one that need to be talking to me. Because if you're not there every day, and I deal with your wife.
Now, I'm telling you that your son is too big to be.
If that is coming every morning, if that's the case. And if he's eating at a house at home, I'll send him some extra. But what I pay my money for is what you're going to feed him for. 2 full meals and 2 snacks. And if he needs extra, I'll put some in his bag.
But he's drinking a gallon of milk a day.
I don't care. There's no way possible that he can drink a gallon of milk a day.
Now, here's the deal. I don't want want you to have to stop bringing your son in.
And I'm not.
Here's my second alternative. I will put him on a diet, okay? I'll give him an apple in a day.
You ain't no damn diet. You ain't. Are you from the health food program?
I will give him an apple and a glass of water in the morning, and I'll give him an apple and a glass of water in the evening, and then you guys can feed him when he gets home.
You must be certified in the food program, especially if you're sitting there telling me my damn son is going on a diet. And he's not drinking no water and no apple. He needs a full snack. If the other kids is having an apple and water, then that's what you better be serving him. But if that ain't the case, then hell no, he better get the full snack. Look, that's graham crackers and apple juice. Well, damn it, that's what my son better be getting. And if he wants extra, he better get it.
Listen, listen, all I'm trying to tell you, your son drank too much. He drank too much.
Whoa. You need to back the up. I know you did not cut to me.
I will put your child on swim fast.